toadstool, you could say, you don't want to eat toadstool.
Poison.
Speaks to a married woman about some sort of business deal. She'd say, well, I can't decide that. You'll have to ask.
I'll ask him.
Now, if she was speaking among friends about him, would she still call him a husband?
A man?
And the man was asked about some social engagement, and he said, well, I'm not the one to decide that. You'll have to ask
my wife.
Or if he was speaking among friends, what might he call her?
Well, he'd call her his wife, or his... Okay.
Well, now, a woman that's lost a husband, what would, how would you refer to her?
As a widow.
How would you refer to your father?
You mean?
When you're speaking to him, what'd you call him?
I always called him Dad.
Mm-hmm. Did you do that when you got older, too?
Yeah, I always called him Dad.
How about your mother?
I always called her Mom.
And you're speaking about your mother and your father together. They would be your...
Mother and father.
Yeah. Well, or just one name would take care of both of them. You said,
yes,
tell,
Dad or Mom or...
Well, I was thinking, for instance, a teacher would tell the children it's going to be... meeting over at the schoolhouse tomorrow night, and all your children tell you.
Parents.
And what did you call your grandparents?
I was called Grandma and Grandpa. Nowadays they call them Grandfather and Grandmother.
He was asking you about somebody, I guess one of your children that he knows.
Mm-hmm.
Your
daughter.
Yeah, my daughter.
Little thing on wheels, you put a baby in, you want to go out and give them some fresh air.
Baby buggy.
They didn't have doctors to come to deliver the babies, did they?
No.
Who did it?
They had old ladies. What would they call them? My mother never had no doctor with me. They just three kids with us, and she never had no doctor with either one of them. They was called her Aunt Polly Ann Lutz. She was a big, fleshy woman. And I remember when I was 12 years old, my sister was born, and my dad went after her with the horses and took Mommy's side saddle with one, and she rode back with him in the side saddle and was on the other horse.
Do you ever call her Granny?
Granny doctor, that.
You wanted to make a man, somebody feel good about one of his boys, and the way the boy looks, you say, well, anybody can tell that's your boy, he certainly
favors you.
Somebody. My mother was sick a good deal of time, so, and he went to live with this old aunt, and said this old aunt was the one who really
took care of him?
Well, if she took care of him from the time he was little to the time he was,
Was the mother to him?
Yeah, or you say she was the mother to him, or she's the one who actually
cared for him?
Well, I was speaking about somebody's mammals and so forth. So now that may be. It may be all right for him to do that around here now, but that wasn't the way I was
raised up. You know, it takes a while.
Hard to think.
Yeah, you got
that
it.
And, speaking about something, say, I believe such and such a thing when I was